I promised you some wine. So here's a practice that the wine industry experts and critics alike have a vital role to play. When they sniff, swirl, slurp and spit, they're doing more than just evaluating the smell, colour and flavour of a wine. They're involved in the complex science of sensory evaluation, which bridges the divide between consumer, producer and marketer. Caroline Winter reports.
No, this isn't the sound of a long lunch. It's a group of professional wine tasters making their way through 20 glasses of red, all in the name of research. This is the art of wine sensory science, or conscious wine tasting using all the senses.
Normally they will sniff it and then swirl the glass to release all the aromas, and then they will taste the wine and, of course, spit it out.
Patricia Williamson is a senior sensory scientist at the Australian Wine Research Institute based in Adelaide. Her expertise spans all aspects of wine production, from the grape to the final flavour, and she works with trained sensory tasters and consumers.
Then we do a lot of statistical analysis, a lot of repetitions, and then in the end we end up with maps, with sensory maps that shows how these wines compare to each other, or if some wines have more of a particular flavour or off flavour, and then we give this information back to the researchers.
That work helps inform winemakers about what consumers want to drink. But when those consumers are foreign, the differences in language, interpretation and culture mean wine descriptors can get lost. Patricia Williamson again.
When a Chinese consumer is learning about wine, they're going to be using English terms because that's what they are taught. So things like blackberry, they might not even know what it is. They might think it's a phone brand. So we've been trying to give them the opportunity of actually coming up with their own words to see if that will make a difference.
With China, Australia's biggest wine export market, Patricia Williamson says understanding what the consumer wants is vital. And so recently, wine experts have engaged sensory panels in China and created a wine flavour card which describes English wine terms in Chinese.
For example, Yang Mei has been shown to be equivalent to strawberry or a star fruit, citrus fruit, and so on. And that's a good start for a conversation with winemakers and with consumers over there, and even something that wineries could use here with the Chinese tourists.
The latest developments in wine sensory science are being discussed by experts in Adelaide this week.
I communicate the aspects of a wine to the consumers, and what is different when I do it compared with a producer doing it is I don't have any vested interest.
Toni Patterson is a wine writer and so-called gatekeeper. She stands between producer and consumer in interpreting wine.
I like to speak about wines in a very sort of pure and honest way that anyone can understand. I'm less about the flowery language and more about the shape and the texture of a wine. It's the intensity of flavour and it's the balance. It's the harmony. It's how long the flavours stay in your mouth and then whether you're compelled to take another sip.
The human palate is one of the most important winemaking tools, but tasting wine for a living and relying on senses to do so is not without its limitations, something Toni Patterson says is important to understand.
I find that my palate fitness changes from day to day, and that can be linked with how well I've slept, how healthy I'm feeling, what foods I've been eating, and also just whether I've been doing too much wine tasting. So our senses are wonderful and they're very astute and they can discover a lot of things for us. However, we have fallibilities as well and we have strengths and weaknesses, and I think it's really important that we talk about those.
Wine writer and critic Toni Patterson, Caroline Winter reporting.